Chapter 6. Affection. Summary.
"Why are you touching me?" Tim hisses, dropping all form and just flailing in Uncle's direction.
"Stop it! What's wrong with you? Are you dying?"
"What the hell are you doing?" Tim says, waking up to the smell of gunpowder, aftershave, and bleach.
"Why?"
"I've been informed that I should hold you more," Uncle replies. "Go the fuck back to sleep."
"I'm incredibly disturbed. Are you wearing body armor?"
Uncle grunts. And, yeah, it's a stupid question.
"Why are you doing this to me?"
Tim whines, trying to slip out of Uncle's arms, only to get trapped by a leg pinning his.
"What did I do wrong?"
"Shut up." Tim goes back to sleep, because he's been trained to be able to sleep in any situation, under any conditions. Though he's never had to fall asleep with someone holding him before. He's hoping this is a training exercise, and not something he's going to have to deal with. He goes back to sleep. All Tim knows is that Bruce and Slade had a really intense non-verbal discussion. By which, Tim means they had a sparring match for about an hour. No weapons, but that doesn't really mean anything. Tim waited from a nest of wires he made and camouflaged in the ceiling. Eventually it ended up in a handoff, in which the two were somehow doing combat by the ceiling, and Bruce physically yanked him out of his nest and shoved him at Uncle, who tossed him over his shoulder, and walked away to the car and tossed him in the passenger seat. "You have 3 minutes to hotwire this car and pick a passport and cover story while I talk to Wayne." Tim scrambles to twist underneath the wheel, and swears, because the thing is rigged like the liquor cabinet in Bruce's study, which Alfred is really, really protective of. He's in the passenger seat with the car ready to go, and a passport and papers ready with 5 seconds to spare. Uncle gets into the driver's side, and they're speeding out of the cave.
"What was that about?" Tim asks.
"Nothing. How are your missions going, and what's Wayne training you with?"
"You say that like you don't know."
"Amuse me." Uncle has hugged him at least twice today, not counting when Tim woke up in the middle of the night.
"Why are you touching me?" Tim hisses, dropping all form and just flailing in Uncle's direction. "Stop it! What's wrong with you? Are you dying?"
Uncle gets this look on his face that Tim's come to relate to Uncle's nostalgic feelings about Tim's mum. Uncle's arms are halfway up, and there's a definite twitch to his cheek.
"No, I'm not dying."
"Is Rose dying?"
"Your cousin is not dying." Tim squints his eyes.
"Am I dying?"
Uncle pinches the bridge of his nose and lets out a hissing sigh. Tim wonders if this was what Bruce was talking to Uncle about, and if he should go run some blood tests. And if he's dying, does this mean he's allowed to get a tattoo?
"No, though I'm surprised you aren't dead already."
"Does this mean I'm supposed to die?"
Tim widens his eyes.
"Is it a genetic thing?"
Uncle slaps him upside the head and tells him to go climb a tree. Uncle keeps trying to hug him. Sometimes it's Uncle pulling him in by the back of his neck, and Tim ends up face first against armor for about 2 seconds before Uncle is letting go and walking away. Sometimes it's Uncle's arm around his shoulders, pulling him against his side. Either way, it's disturbing. And Tim doesn't like it, because his face probably has permanent marks from the grooves of Uncle's armor.
Tim tries to stun his uncle the third time that week, and Uncle swears and breaks Tim's taser. So Tim does the logical thing. He makes a new one. He thinks Uncle should give him bonus points for making it from scratch. And there's a grudging note of pride in Uncle's voice as he lectures Tim about taser safety. Tim doesn't understand what the hell is going on. Summer training sessions are supposed to be about training and roughing it out and being on your toes and impossible situations. Like, what the actual fuck? Is this some sort of new training? Tim asks. Like, touch training. Training me to touch. Like the opposite of desensitization? Is this a new training? What's happening? Why this? Are you punishing me? Did I do something wrong? Are you sure I'm not dying? No one is dying. Yet. I don't understand what's happening. Tim doesn't quite wail. And Uncle doesn't quite go for his own taser. Why are you being so touchy? What's wrong with you? Is it magic? Are you on drugs? Are you a different Slade Wilson from a different universe? Because Bruce says that's happened before. Universe crossfire and stuff. No! No! Uncle picks Tim up by the back of his neck and drags him inside the cabin they're staying at. No! You're so goddamn... I can't believe you have some of my genetic code in you. You sound like Mum, except she said that about you. Tim sulks. Are you like this with Rose? No, because Rose doesn't give me this kind of grief, Uncle replies. I also only see Rose a few weeks a year, and she likes it that way. Rose says hi, by the way. I miss Rose, Tim replies. She's not as rough with me as you are. You say that, but when you two are actually in the same room, you beg to get in a different country. Which is a good point. Tim likes Rose in theory. In practice, she punches a lot, and messes up his hair, and paints his nails, and gunks up his face with really weird makeup styles. And she makes everything smell like cigarettes. Why are you doing this to me? Tim groans, as Uncle drops him onto a table next to a first aid kit. Tim begins to pull out splinters from his palms. Uncle ignores him, getting out some water bottles from the fridge. But really, why are you being so weird? Tim prods, sliding off the table and curling up on the sofa. Uncle puts an arm around his shoulder and gruffly pulls him against his side. Tim squints his eyes. Are you sure you aren't dying? I'm not dying, Uncle sighs. I was told that maybe you need some attention. You give me plenty of attention. Attention that's affectionate. Uncle wrinkles his nose. Tim shudders. No. That's okay. Thanks. I'd rather not. So, can you stop? Uncle immediately moves to the other side of the couch, turns his face skyward, and groans. Thank fucking God.